An extensive study on marine protected areas has found they're economically beneficial to both fishing and tourism. The report examined close to 50 protected areas in 25 countries around the globe in a range of habitats. The study comes as Palau looks to reduce the size of its marine sanctuary in a bid to improve commercial fisheries revenue. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
Lead author Professor Mark Costello says marine protected areas, or MPAs, are simple, cheap to manage and effective at protecting stock.
You constantly hear this refrain that, well, marine reserves push fishermen away, fisheries lose out, and there's even economic models which all assume that fisheries lose income or lose catch due to the marine reserves. And yet I couldn't find any examples of this.
He likens MPAs and fisheries to someone putting money in the bank and living off the interest.
Fishermen don't have this opportunity to take care of their best fish, and marine reserves are in a way providing that refuge for their stocks to help stabilise the population and the progeny of those fish and lobsters and other animals spill over to the fishery right beside it.
But in Palau, the country's president, Surungal Whips Jr., says the nation needs the money from commercial fishing.
We basically lost $3 million a year out of our national budget. These are fisheries licenses and economic activities and taxes that we collect off of this that were going into funding schools, hospitals. That had gone away. It had gone to zero.
President Whips says at least 30% of the nation's exclusive economic zone will remain protected, but all of its waters will be actively managed. He says the decision 5 years ago to ban commercial fishing from 80% of the nation's waters was an arbitrary decision with no logic. Mr. Whip says jet set conservation groups who don't know what life is like in Palau offer their opinion on what should be done. He says they have more interest in awards than well-managed oceans.
To come into Palau and say, we want you to maintain 80% because you need to be the leader, and we'll give you an award for that. Well, I'm sorry, that award never paid for a single textbook, it never paid for a teacher's salary, it never paid for a nurse. That's the reality we have to face on the ground. So it's wonderful to say all these things, but and the reality is you also have to take care of the people.
Independent policy expert Dr. Hugh Govan says Western scientists are fixated on MPAs.
The situation in developing countries is very different from developed countries. Often there's little money, there are many burning societal objectives, livelihoods are based on natural resources, the ocean, some of its subsistence. There's not necessarily large amounts of tourism, and governments are struggling to provide services for their population, and natural resource management does not receive very much support.
Mr. Govan says marine protected areas are economically beneficial, but are not always the best or most cost-effective tool.
Fortunately, the Pacific has come up with its more appropriate approaches to management based on actually their traditional strengths. And those include the knowledge and traditional stewardship of the ocean.
Mr. Govan says the Nauru Agreement, which controls the world's largest tuna per seine fishery, is an example of a sustainable management approach that is not a marine protected area.